welcome back to another show of
Highlights. Welcome back. Zoe and I are so excited to be back after a 1 week hiatus, and we've got a great show coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh, starting off with nice music. What is this one, Zoe?
This one is... It's a great song. You guys should see it on your screen.
Yeah, you guys will see it coming
up. If you didn't know, we have a way to play songs automatically in the room. So we're just doing that for now until, you know, we get the computer set up. So enjoy some new music.
Yeah.
Maybe for some.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, back from break.
Yeah, it is 8:02, Wednesday, March 27th, and last we spoke to you was, 2 weeks ago, and we were getting excited for spring break, so Zoe, tell us, how was it?
It was great. I went to Florida, went to Disney World for the day.
Disney World!
Yeah, it was super fun. Went on a new ride, it's called Tron, it's a new roller coaster.
Does it go upside down?
It doesn't, but like, you're kind of like sitting on a motorcycle type of thing.
Oh.
And then it just goes so fast. Like, so fast.
Wow.
So I thought it was like the best roller coaster.
I probably wouldn't like it.
Do you like... Yeah, Jane doesn't like roller coasters.
I don't.
But like, is there a type that you could like?
Yeah, like a wooden one. A wooden one I like. Or like
But like one that doesn't really go that fast or...
Yeah, or it's a small world, I like.
I don't know what that's
about. Like the rides.
You like the ride, like the dark rides. Where you like go into an...
No. Like Space Mountain? No.
No, no, no. Like where you like are in like a car or something and you're like going through and seeing different...
Oh, and it's just like visually engaging? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because I like all that, I just don't like the feeling of like your stomach drop.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did Tron. What other kingdoms did you
do? We went to Magic Kingdom, we went to Animal Kingdom, we went to Epcot. All in one day.
Whoa.
So it was a big day.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. Went on a safari.
Safari?
You wouldn't like Everest. We went on Everest.
What's
Everest? Which is like, you like go up, and then at the very end, it looks like the track has been torn off. And then you go backwards super fast, and you do the whole thing, but backwards.
Oh, God.
And then at the very end, you see, like, a... Oh, what's it called? Like, one of those... I forgot what they're called. That's really embarrassing. But, like, you know the vibes.
Yeah, one of those.
This is called Wood by Alice in Chains.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was really fun.
What'd you eat at Disney?
Oh...
What about
lunch?
Did you see people with like those, like, chicken, like the handheld, like the rotisserie chicken bones?
Oh, like the turkey leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they advertise it as a snack, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, just snack on chicken while you wait for Space Mountain.
It's not a snack. It's huge.
Yeah.
But I didn't have one of those. I had like a fried chicken sandwich for lunch.
Spicy or normal?
Normal. That's pretty good. And for dinner, we went to this place called Skipper's Canteen. And it was actually really good.
Mm.
Like, it was like a sit-down
restaurant.
I'm picturing,
like, seafood?
I mean, there was seafood. But I actually had, like, it was like a pork loin.
Ooh.
It was so good.
Yum.
With, like, the slaw and, like, the sauce. And
yum.
Rice. It was great.
Love it.
Yeah, and then that was it. And then I ended up going to like South Florida for the rest of it and hanging out, you know, sitting by the pool.
Family time.
Chilling. Yeah, went to Cheesecake Factory twice.
Oh, nice. Is there a Cheesecake Factory around here?
There's gotta be.
Wait, what'd you get?
So the first time I got like the Thai lettuce wraps.
Love those. Yeah.
And then the second time I got, what did I get? Oh, I got the steak tacos.
Yum.
And they were so good.
Wow. I bet.
The best part is the bread, though. The brown bread. What's your order?
I honestly haven't been there in so long, but I remember the avocado egg rolls. And, like, I feel like their appetizers was the best part.
Yeah.
I would go there and just get apps.
We should do that.
Let's do it.
Like, 2 apps each.
Yeah.
And just share.
Cheesecake at the end?
Yeah.
Did you get?
The second time. Because I was like, okay, if I'm going to come here twice.
May as well. Bless you.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me. Yeah. So, Jane. Your turn.
Yeah. Break was great. I had some family time in New Mexico, the land of enchantment, which I recently learned.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I went to Santa Fe, a cool city, and I skied in Taos, like 2 hours north of there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Good skiing.
It was cool. I'd never, like, been in that condition before, or, like, that. It was, like, desert and, like, rocky and cactus and dry at the bottom, but then at the peak it was like snowy and beautiful, so it was different terrain.
Was it crowded?
No, not at all.
Wow.
So like,
I feel like people, you don't really hear of people going to New Mexico to ski.
Yeah, definitely not, because it's like the northern part, which is right almost at the border with Colorado, so it's like really good snow and really good mountains, but it was empty and you could like lap and not even have to wait in line for the chairlift.
Because it's probably like maybe like a lot of more local,
yeah,
like Colorado and New Mexico people.
Yeah, totally.
And they're probably just like not there.
And they have like Taos, I think, is known for having like a lot of black like glades and like really hard trails, which I didn't do, but like ones where you have to hike up and it's only
That's
so like
crazy.
There were a lot of like intense skiers there.
What did you end up doing? Just the normals?
Yeah, no. Didn't.
Was it hard overall, though? Like, as a mountain?
Yeah. Or, like, they had a mix for everything. So, it was great. And it was beautiful. And, like, a lot of, like nice people. I feel like the crowd that it attracts is just, like, ski lovers. Not, like nothing else. It wasn't
it's
just,
like
a,
fancy,
a ski town.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Would you go back?
Totally would go back. Highly recommend. Anyone else? I don't want to spread it too much, then it turns too crowded. But yeah, it was great. And I learned a lot about, also in New Mexico, Georgia O'Keeffe, the American painter. Went to her house and saw where she painted. Native American culture, the Pueblo people, the Pueblo lands.
Good food, too.
Such good food. Oh my god, like, yeah, so in New Mexico, they have... they're really into chilies. There's like a part of New Mexico.
Chilies? Oh.
Like chili. Yeah. Like chilies.
Okay.
Like chili, like the peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part, which I learned only at the end, called Hatch, New Mexico. And that's apparently supposed to have the best green chili in the world.
Oh my god.
But we didn't go there. But it was at every place you could get red chili, green chili, like on pretty much anything, or if you wanted both red and green, you could ask for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cute.
And it was good chilies.
Yeah, really good, and a lot of good enchiladas, cute art galleries. Like
that
overall,
sounds so fun.
Yeah, very relaxing.
I always
break.
Think about Breaking Bad.
Yes. I know, that's what my parents were saying while we were there. Like, it was just, because a lot of it was just, like, nothingness.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much land and not a lot of people.
It must be an interesting place to live.
Yeah. I know, so, overall, very good. I'd never been to New Mexico. So, good stuff.
I don't think I've ever been to New Mexico.
Yeah. Just thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I've always wanted to, though.
Yeah.
Sounds great. New state unlocked.
New state unlocked. So, yeah, Zoe and I had a pretty nice walk over.
Yeah.
We were about to go our different way, and then so I was like, wait, I thought of a new way to go.
Well, because I was walking back from the SEC last night, which, if anyone knows, it's right next to Curtis, which is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went a kind of a different way because I thought it would be faster. And you know what? I don't know if it was faster, but it felt faster, and that's the important thing. Because I feel like walking all the way down Boston Ave and
yeah.
then walking up that street feels so long.
I know. Like, once you get down by, like, Fletcher Field,
yeah.
then it's like, ugh. Yeah.
It takes a lot.
So true.
So, yeah, we went a different way.
Yeah.
We went up Winthrop. I mean, down Winthrop this time.
Down
Winthrop.
They're doing some construction there.
Yeah.
We were deep in convo. There's, it's a bit rainy today.
It is. It's, like, misty out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll let you guys listen for a little bit, and then we'll come back with our theme.
Our theme! Our special theme. Forget. Okay, see you
Never.
Soon.
Ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus.
Ooh.
And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Ooh.
Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bag, come take it to the floor now.
Too hot to think straight,
too cold to panic.
damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor. I'll be now. Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh. To the flow now, ooh, 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 shoot, come take it to the flow now, ooh,
and I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too, spurs, spurs, boots, solagenic, photogenic, shoot. It's true, that all that you know is all that you are. You said that it's all that you want and more. And pour another drink. Tell me what you think. You know that I'm too drunk to talk right now. You put your cigarette out on my face. So beautiful. Please, woman, don't break your back for me. I'll put you out of your misery. Tell me that it's all okay. I've been waiting on it so me and tell me all the things that you have against me. Every time we make up, the truth is fading. Everybody's blind when the view's amazing. Damn, who are we right now? Can we have a little conversation? Figure it out with no intoxication. We carry on, what is our motivation? We're never wrong, how the hell we gonna make it? Maybe we're used to this. Tell me, what are we to do? It's like we only play to lose. Chase the pain with an excuse. I love that and so do you. But don't break your back for me. I'll put you out of your misery. Tell me that it's all okay. I've been waiting on it so
theme was, or what songs did we just hear?
So
that was Stay by Post Malone and
Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
Anyone can guess the theme? Anyone know it? No, it's hard.
You can say it.
It was artists doing songs that they don't usually do, or genres that they don't usually do. So, Beyonce doing country.
So, if you guys think of any more, let us know. Because that was kind of on the fly.
Yeah.
What we did right there. But our big theme of the day is coming up next, and that's going to be some, like, 2000s TV show theme songs.
Yeah.
Theme songs.
Theme songs.
Theme songs.
And what, like, what made you think of this, Zoe?
Well, I've been watching that documentary called, it's called Quiet on Set on HBO Max, or just Max, sorry. And
I haven't seen it yet, but awful.
It's or like, it's pretty awful. It's really bad. And you also kind of just realize, like, how obvious it was.
Wait, like, so describe watching, to our listeners who
well,
don't know
there's, like, so basically it's about this guy, Dan Schneider, who made all these really popular shows on Nickelodeon, like The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Victorious, Zoe 101, which were, like, all, like, their most popular shows. Even, like, Sam and Cat. Mm-hmm. He even helped with, like, Henry Danger, which is a newer one for us.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of about how he was not a good guy and really, like, took advantage of these kids and did pretty gross stuff to his employees, made an awful work environment. And then it kind of, like, expanded to be about, like, how awful the industry is for kids and, like, how all so many of these kids, you know, they have fame when they're so young. And so when you're at that age, you're so impressionable, so you feel like, oh, like, I'm famous, I'm making money, this is my purpose, like, this is, wow, the song just started playing, sorry about that. And, yeah, so then you're, you know, you feel like that's your purpose and that's what your worth is, and then suddenly, most of these kids, like, they don't remain famous, so then at, like, when you're emerging into adulthood, suddenly you're not famous anymore. You don't have all these, like, you don't feel like you have this purpose anymore that you, like, your entire childhood was your entire life. And it's already hard enough to, like, emerge into adulthood.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, all these kids kind of start spiraling because they don't, they're not doing, like, what everyone had praised them for their entire childhood.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine, even if you're, like, okay, like, let's say you're a kid and you're, like, a really good chef. And everyone's like, oh, you're amazing. You're going to start to believe that, like, that is who you are. You're a chef.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. But, like, okay, like, maybe you can, you know, work at a restaurant and, like, you can really pursue that. But, like, as an actor, it's like, once it's gone, it's kind of hard to get back.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, and then if that's, like, your entire self-worth as a kid, then how is that going to affect you as an adult?
Yeah.
When you're completely lost.
And even if it's such, like, a... Especially the ones that are going through puberty on set. Like, that's such a personal time.
And then, and then you add on the fact that a lot of the people they're working with are pretty awful. And they're taking advantage of them. And, like, I mean, there's definitely some cases of, like, sexual abuse and really disgusting stuff going on. So, it's really interesting. And then they also only interview... so many people. They don't even interview Amanda Bynes, who's, like, the main person that they talk about. And they obviously, she wasn't on the show.
You can only imagine.
I mean, I think she's, like, just not doing well.
Mm.
So, you can only imagine what she went through. Because these kids who, like, aren't even that famous, or don't even have, like, don't have that name.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying all these things that they've gone through. So you can't even imagine what she went through.
Yeah. Sad.
It's crazy. It's interesting to think about, though.
Are your film classes talking about it?
Like, no, not really.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, like, what do they say is, like, the solution? Because it's having, not like kids aren't going to be actors anymore.
I think having just more support on set, like, mental health support and, like, there are laws that say that, like, either a parent or, like, a on-set teacher needs to have, like, their assigned kid in eyesight at all times, which is good. Because, like, there are definitely cases of, you know, the kids being taken away and whatever. But I think they're saying that's not enough. Like, there needs to be, like, mental health support and so much more support for the kids while they're on set. Because it's a really scary environment.
Yeah. Well, glad the docu-series or documentary?
It's, like, a docu-series.
Glad it was made. Inform everyone.
So, if you're interested, you know, it is really upsetting. So
heavy stuff. Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very heavy.
Well, so should we back play? To the so theme.
Back to the theme. More exciting, though, is it was interesting to learn about all these shows. Like, what did you watch growing up, usually?
Like, totally iCarly, Victorious, yeah, like, it's all these shows. All, Drake and Josh. Yeah, all of them.
So it was interesting to, like, see the actors talking.
Yeah.
And then also, like, you watch clips of the shows that are just, like, kind of really, like, suggestive that you probably didn't... You don't realize that as a kid. Mm. But it's, like, the thing is that it's these adults that are making it, like... And they know that kids aren't laughing at it. So, like, why are they making it? That's the question.
Yeah.
Who are they making it for? They're making it for themselves to laugh at. Like, that's why it's so creepy. They're, like, putting these kids in weird situations that, like, the kids watching don't get at all. So
yeah.
So it's like, then why are you doing it?
Weird.
Weird. But, growing up, those shows were definitely... Now I'm like, shoot.
No, yeah.
But, yeah, growing up, those shows were fun to watch, so we thought we'd have, like, a throwback. And, you know, a lot of what the actors said was that they... There is one actor at the end who was saying how, you know, he went through so much trauma and it was so difficult, but, like, would he give that up for the experience he had? Because he had such
Drake?
Yeah. He had such an incredible experience. And, like, I feel like looking from someone obviously who wasn't a child actor, I'd be like, yeah, you should probably give that up for the trauma you went through. But I don't know. He said he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. And he said he gained so much from being an actor. It's all he wanted to do growing up. And the fact that he got to do it was really incredible to him. So there's definitely something to be said about, you know, of course kids, like, adults want to be actors. Of course kids want to be actors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got to fulfill a dream of theirs. And there's something to be said about that, so.
Fair enough.
So here's some theme songs.
Here's some theme songs. That you might
remember.
It's gonna take some time to realize.
PSA. So let's see. I'm going to read the Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. This is... you're listening to... 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, thanks. Oh. Huh? Thanks, Jane.
Yeah, important. Somerville Cares. Prevention.
Yeah.
SCAP. SCAP.
Really important.
Important stuff. Oh, good PSA.
Right now we're playing the theme song from Good Luck Charlie, which was my personal favorite.
Yeah, Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah. I bet someone's going to try to make, like, the same documentary, but about Disney.
Really? You think the same?
There probably is something there.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Dan Schneider was kind of famous, so that's probably why they made it. Mm. But there's got to be a lot going on there. Like, they hired a really awful guy who, like, affected Drake. That guy.
On Disney?
They hired him on Disney for Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. After all this had happened, and after he'd gone to jail.
Oh my god.
For 16, yeah. It's crazy.
And you want to do children's media.
I know. Like, this is... so interesting.
Yeah. Zoe, if anyone forgot, film and media, mm-hmm. film and media studies.
I feel like I'm more interested in animation. Like, I feel like this part of children's media has always been so...
Sus. It's, like, dark, yeah.
Like, the live action stuff is kind of strange.
Yeah, okay, but animation is good.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
So we think.
Could make it better.
Yeah. Part of the reform.
Yeah.
Totally.
So interesting.
So what's your favorite animated children's media? Do you know?
That's a good question. I think I would have to come up with a really good answer. But growing up, I loved Gravity Falls.
Oh, me too. That
was so good.
Mabel?
Or like Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good. This is the Victorious theme song.
Yep.
Make It Shine.
Make It Shine.
This one is great. Were you more of a Nick or Disney kid?
I think Disney.
Same. I, like, watch these shows, but not really. I watch the Disney ones, like, religiously.
Yeah. Like, Wizards of Waverly Place, Sweet Life on Deck,
yeah.
Hannah Montana. Those are all Disney, right?
I thought, when I was, like, really little, Victorious Justice.
And then there was, like, Disney XD.
Oh, my God. That was for the cool kids.
Or, like, Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Because, like, Nick was also, like, SpongeBob. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And SpongeBob had issues.
Yeah.
There we go. When I was little, I thought that the Hannah Montana, like, plotline was real, and like, she was
like she actually
was secretly Hannah Montana, and they were like showing us. I was like, why are they telling us?
Yeah,
because like I would listen to Hannah Montana songs. I was like, well, she's a real artist.
Yeah, that was confusing.
It was so confusing.
They put her name as Hannah Montana.
It was so confusing, and then I'd listen to the songs and be like, wait, but it was really confusing.
I know. I guess it's like the same as
and
like,
we were, like
a band.
When did that even come? When was that?
Yeah. And even Zoe and I were just saying off air, like, Miley struggled.
Yeah.
She's doing great
There's
now.
There's a lot of... Oh, the final... Oh, in 2006. Okay, so I was like 4 when it first came out. And you were like...
3. Oh my god.
So yeah, it makes sense that we thought
But
that.
I guess, yeah.
We
were
little.
No, but it stays... Like, it probably stayed relevant until like...
It did. It stopped in 2011.
Yeah, okay.
That's still pretty early, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, wow. But it kind of got weird at the end, I remember. Because she was so old.
I can't really remember now. Oh, and, well, High School Musical. I guess this was, like, different. But while I was in, I flew in and out of Albuquerque. I went to Albuquerque High School.
Oh, my God.
Because we had, like, some time before the airport. And I was, like, totally expecting to see, like, East High Wildcats and, like recognize the set. But it wasn't filmed there. It was just based there.
Was it filmed in Salt Lake City?
Yeah. So we, like, drove into the parking lot. I was like, guys, look. And it was not. Shoot. It was just, like, a random high school.
There I don't know why they did that.
Yeah.
They should have just filmed it there.
I know.
Because if you go to the Salt Lake City High School, like, the East High School there. Oh. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, I loved this one. Do you remember the movie of it, too?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. Oh, so... Yeah, okay, so anyways, it was break, and we got back on Sunday, and Zoe and I had a kind of an eventful Sunday night.
Hope none of our housemates are listening.
So, we got back, and we went, or someone went downstairs to, like, get something that they left, and unfortunately, over the week that we were gone... A ton of mold had grown in our basement.
Well, in a container.
In a container. Basement. A container that had, like, some leftover liquids in it. And there was a lot of mold growing in. But it was, like blotchy almost. It was, like, floating in it. I don't even think we can post a picture to the Instagram
know,
later.
Like,
it was
how
gross.
To describe it.
Yeah. So.
It was, like... It was, like, imagine, like, it almost looked like a little mountain. Like, these, like, little, like, mountains of green molds everywhere.
Yeah, and they were, like, each of them was separate, and if you were to, like, move the container, they would kind of, like, collide.
Yeah. They would, like, move with the...
And it smelled.
It smelled really bad.
So we were like, okay, we should do something about this.
This is the craziest part.
And this only happened within a week.
Yeah. This is the craziest part.
Yeah, so Zoe was being super resourceful, and she held the garbage can that had, like, some styrofoam on it because it was, like, coming in styrofoam. And I was like, okay, I'll pour it in, and then we would take the garbage outside. And when I poured it in, it started burning through the styrofoam and, like, smoking up. It, like, if any chemist
I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah, so, yeah, there was really something growing.
Yeah, it was smoking, and Jane and I, like, ran.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
We, like, dropped it.
I thought we were going to, like, pass out from the fumes.
I know. Yeah, that was gross. And then we disposed of it, and Zoe was thinking really quick on her feet, because there was still, like, some residue, and we were like,
This would be so wrong.
We were like, I don't know what to do with it. So we poured some baking soda.
So it was like, well, isn't it acidic? So let's get some basic stuff on there.
Yeah.
Even it out.
And we had an open baking soda in our fridge, like, for the smells.
So we did.
So, yeah, we poured that up.
It's still down there, so we'll see what, what it's like.
We should check up on it.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Because I'm hoping it turned into, like, a pasty thing, and we can just, like,
scoop
it up with something.
You want to scoop up the paste?
Yeah, scoop up the paste.
Yeah.
I just feel like that mold is dangerous.
Mold is dangerous. It was kind of cool.
It was cool. But when we saw the picture, oh my God.
I know. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, so, but we cleaned it up. That's the most important thing.
Uh-huh. And you can't smell it anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, and just an ant update, we got Raid, and we've been spraying, and...
Yeah, if you guys are wondering.
Yeah. Anyone here?
I think it has... Do you think it's been working?
I haven't noticed it. Have you?
I haven't seen any ants since...
I have.
Sure.
But less.
Yeah.
Less so. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we don't really get ants upstairs.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But I haven't really seen them in the kitchen.
Yeah. So maybe it's working.
Maybe. Ooh. So this is the Kim Possible. I feel like Kim Possible was a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
You know that?
Oh, yeah. I do know this one. Yeah, I was never that into it.
I think it was, like, we were too young for it.
For the time?
We were... But we, like, I feel like we had prime.
Everyone thinks that,
Everyone
though.
Everyone thinks that. But,
like, but what's on these days?
Who knows? I feel like kids just watch, like... They can watch anything they want.
Yeah. Like,
so
is like, live TV or, like, cable still a thing? Even for, like, people who are watching?
Oh, speaking of cable...
Yeah.
Jane and I, in our house, we've been watching... Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's every Wednesday night at 8. So, if you guys want to join in and watch Survivor every Wednesday, I think we're only on, like, the fourth episode.
Yeah.
So you can catch up and we'll discuss. Maybe we'll start discussing. Or no, yeah. I don't want to do any spoilers.
No spoilers, but, yeah. But no, but we could discuss without spoilers. I don't think I could watch tonight, though, because I'm behind. I didn't watch last week.
Oh.
I know.
I mean, you could also just watch. Like, only, like, one thing actually happens per episode.
True. Yeah, true.
Like, we could just tell you what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But, do you have a test today?
Tomorrow. We got an algorithms exams tomorrow.
Wow.
So, gonna be a library night for me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What's on the test?
Super boring. They're not gonna, like, hashing tables. Binary search trees. Yeah, not fun.
Is it hard?
Yeah, I have a lot of studying to do today, so...
That's always so hard when you have a big assignment the week after break.
I know.
Because it ruins your break.
I know. And, like, I didn't really start studying until I got back, so...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
At least it was on Thursday, so you had time.
Yeah, true. But then after that, this week is chill.
Good.
So we'll be fine. How about you? What do you got rest of week, Zoe?
Not too much. What have I had?
Yeah, how are your classes going?
Pretty good. This weekend, I think I'll have a lot of work. I have to make 2 political commercials for my, like, commercials class.
Oh, for, like, the upcoming election?
Actually, he's making it for the 1860 election, so.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Who's that? Like,
I think it was Lincoln versus, I don't know.
Whoa.
You're
making a political ad for Lincoln?
Yeah.
That's a creative
positive,
assignment.
One negative. What was that?
Whoa.
And then I have a writing assignment and some other, I have to work on my experiment for experimental science.
Oh yeah, did you have a survey?
We're gonna make it, we're making it.
Oh,
we
nice.
Have to make, like, a part of it and then we'll be ready. But yeah, so things are definitely moving along. It's already basically April.
I know. And our house is very big on April Fools, so watch out.
I think someone's already starting.
I don't know. Are we being fooled?
Someone is fooling us.
Someone has been fooling
us.
Because
when I got up this morning, I went to go get my granola bar.
In the usual spot.
Because yesterday, I gave one of my granola bars to Julia. And I was like, oh, there's still one left. So, of course, you can have one. If there was only one left, like, I'd be like, oh, I kind of need it. But there is still another left. So this morning I go to get my granola bar, and it's gone.
It's missing. Well.
And what happened to you, Jane?
Yeah, and I woke up and my markers, like, 3 of them were missing. And we had just hung up a poster.
Oh, that was really crazy.
Beautiful piece of art right after break. And we put it, like, in the banner or in the doorway before... Or in between the living room and the couch. And then everyone went to sleep. We were all like, wow, it looks so good here. I love this house. And we woke up the next morning and it was gone. Actually
and
gone.
No one would fess up.
No one would fess up. And then we had a team meeting. We were like, guys, be honest. Who said it? We were all like, who done it?
And we were all blaming each other, all yeah. pointing fingers.
We were crazy. Like, it was you. You went to bed last. No, I know it was you. You woke up this morning and it was gone.
I have an alibi. Yeah. It was crazy. And it turned out to be like the one person who wasn't in that conversation.
I know, which we should have known. It's always when you least expect it.
Yeah. Here we are with Hannah Montana, best of both worlds.
Nice.
And with only 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give you a little sneak peek for what's coming up, which is Spring Fling
at Cross University. Spring
Fling! It's on April 20th, and it's going to be so fun, and we're going to play you some of the artist songs, and then you can guess who the artists are. I mean, I guess you'll see.
Yeah.
But we'll just play them first.
Yeah, we'll give you a sneak peek. And wow, I can't believe it's already almost April.
It's so crazy.
I know. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good lineup. That's pretty
cool. I'm really excited.
Yeah, they've all got some really good hits.
They did a great job. I think in my opinion, they always do a great job. I haven't been disappointed yet.
No.
Out of the 3 years that it's
no.
been.
But I feel like they used to do more, like, people who were up and coming.
Yeah.
And now they're doing more people
like,
who
washed
used to
up.
Be.
Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah.
Because then it's like...
No, but imagine if we were here when Quinn performed.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Who else did they have? Someone else really cool. I forgot.
They were going to have someone really cool. And then it was the COVID year. Who was it? It was someone so big. It was like a female rapper. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, no, I can't remember.
Yeah, that would be cool. But I feel like I wouldn't be as... Like, it would be cool to look back on it, but I feel like I'm never, like, that ahead.
Yeah. You would have to, like, study their music.
Yeah. But this
true. Very true.
Let's see who it was. This is a great week. This is a great song.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the Spotify playlist for Tufts Spring Fling. Sorry, not this. But I'm looking at the Tufts playlist for Spring Fling 2020. And that is not what I wanted. It was someone so cool, guys.
Yeah.
I need to find it.
We'll think of it and let you know on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh!
Here it is.
This is definitely going to be the opening song.
Yeah.
Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay. Replay. Remember the first time we met? You was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends?
So yeah, this is actually, if you can see the artist by now, this is actually not even the headliner.
Whoa!
And this is like one of the most famous of these types of songs.
That's a stretch.
Like, this is such a song.
This is
such
a great song. But, yeah.
But, like, of this type of song, you know what I mean?
No, like.
Like Jason Derulo has more.
Yeah.
Or like, but, like, Replay is, like.
No, Replay.
It's a staple.
Yeah. No, it totally is.
I actually did not know who the artist was. And I'm. But I do.
I'm more excited for the next one.
Like, the next one's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's a gun to my holster. she's running through my mind all day.
Yeah, so we'll post on Instagram when we figure out who the 2020 person was. Yeah. You guys are going to be shook.
Or if anyone, or if we got it wrong and it like wasn't all that, that'd be really awkward.
Yeah, that would be really awkward.
But if anyone else remembers, yeah, please let us know.
Okay, I'm about to reveal the artist on your screen. You guys are ready. And here he is.
And who was it? Tell us, Zoe.
I am.
Nice.
So yeah, he's the second in command.
Second in command. And give us our number one.
Our number one. All right, here we go.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm gonna put her on her screen in 5, 4, 3. I don't know if it shows up on time for you guys, I'm sorry. But I'm putting her up right now.
This is Miss Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks, our headliner.
Oh yeah.
She's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I like, okay, what's her other one? Battlefield?
Battlefield.
Tattoo?
Tattoo, No Air.
No Air. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think I only know those four, but we could study up.
I feel like you only need to know four.
Yeah.
And then the rest will just be fun.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely study up. Definitely. Gotta support her.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what she's been up to all this time.
Yeah. Didn't she guest star on Suite Life on Deck in one episode?
Oh, maybe.
I feel like I remember it, unless I'm confusing her with someone.
Yeah, she did. Suite Life on Deck, Crossing Jordan.
Yes, totally.
Former American Idol winner, Jordan Sparks.
She won American Idol?
Yeah, that's how she got famous. When she was, like, so young. I think she was, like, just 19 or something.
What? Okay, another theme should be...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's on board the SS Tipton, so Zach, Cody, and Marcus write a song for her. Trouble starts so the fan gets to spend time with Jordan. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right, well.
All right. So that's kind of our time.
That's that. Thanks for a great show, everybody. We're really glad to be back. And stay tuned next week for
another theme.
Another theme. And beware, if you might get fooled, it is our April Fool's show. So stay on your feet.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.